The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him, because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was dark now, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning. Last week, I had the great privilege of visiting one of the oldest members of our congregation, Ms. Inez Lazel. Inez is a delightful woman, and I always enjoy talking with her. And she is 96 years old. Last week, she was telling me about her childhood growing up during the years of the Great Depression, just a few miles down the road in Gonzales. The Great Depression, of course, as you all will know, and some of you may even remember, was a very hard time. The economy crashed, and unemployment rose as high as 25%. Families lost their jobs and their homes, and many struggled day by day just to have enough to eat. This was a desperate time for many Americans. People migrated all across the nation looking for work and for food. To put this into perspective, the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, we experienced a 1% drop in global GDP, gross domestic product. In the Great Depression, the global GDP dropped 15%. So if ever there was a time to be cautious, to save what you had and take care of your own, surely this was it, when resources were so limited. And yet Inez told me this simple but amazing story. During the Great Depression, every single morning, her mother would get up, and the first thing she would do was bake a pan of cornbread. And then she would go to the garden and pick a few vegetables or fruits. And she would put the cornbread and the vegetables in this special box that she had set aside for this purpose, which Inez told me the kids were not allowed to touch. And this was her mom's daily routine. Every day, people were roaming the Texas countryside looking for work and desperately hungry. And when they passed by Inez's home, her mother would give them something to eat out of this special box that she had set aside for them. Some cornbread and a few garden vegetables, a simple yet profound offering of faith, a daily sacrifice that made a huge difference in the lives of people who were hungry but now were fed, who had felt alone but were now connected, and who had been hopeless but were now hopeful. It would have been very easy for Inez's mother to come up with reasons why she shouldn't share her food with these strangers. Times were lean, she had her own children to care for. They were doing okay right now, but you never knew when things could turn on a dime. Better to be safe than sorry. But Inez's mother chose not to let anxiety prevent her from being generous. She chose to live with an attitude of abundance rather than an attitude of scarcity. Too often we get caught in the trap of living our lives out of a sense of scarcity. And we're usually not even aware of it when we're living in that scarcity mindset. We just have this creeping, pervasive sense that there is not enough, or that there will never be enough, or that we have to be ever vigilant so that there will be enough. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus' disciples are stuck in that mindset of scarcity. When Jesus sees all of these hungry and hurting people, he knows that they need to eat. But the disciples say, "How could we possibly feed all of these people? 6 months' wages would not be enough to buy bread so that people could have even a little bit." The disciples had given up before they even tried. "It's impossible," they said. "There's just not enough." But a little boy was willing to try to share what he had. So he offered up his 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And this faithful act of generosity produces a harvest of abundance. Jesus takes these few pieces of bread and fish and blesses them, and there is enough to feed all of the 5,000 people, and so much that there is even more left over, more than they could possibly eat. This is a story about miraculous abundance. Jesus calls us to leave behind that suffocating sense of scarcity and embrace the abundant life that he offers us. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." When we remember who we are and whose we are, we don't need to be afraid. We know that the same God who created us will take care of us today and tomorrow. And so we can be free to share what we have with others with joyful abandon. When we know that God has given us everything that we need, we can be generous and cheerful rather than anxious or fearful or miserly. Living from a sense of abundance is much more freeing and much more fun than living from a sense of scarcity. And when we all hand over our gifts, no matter how small they are, in Jesus' hands they become mighty offerings that change the world. Walter Brueggemann is a very wise biblical scholar and theologian. and he wrote a prophetic piece calling Christians to live into this life of abundance. He said, "What we know in the secret recesses of our hearts is that the story of scarcity is a tale of death. And the people of God counter this tale by witnessing to God's abundance. Our world absolutely requires this news. It has nothing to do with being Republicans or Democrats, liberals or conservatives, socialists or capitalists. It is much more elemental. The creation is infused with the Creator's generosity, and we can find practices that allow that generosity to work. Like the rich young man in Mark 10, we all have many possessions. Sharing our possessions may, as Jesus says, be impossible for mortals, but nothing is impossible for God. None of us knows what risks God's Spirit may empower us to take. Our faith, ministry, and hope are that the Creator will empower us to trust his generosity so that bread may abound." My prayer is that we at St. Andrew's would learn to trust God's generosity more and more and live life out of this attitude of abundance. We can learn from the example of a little boy who, seeing thousands of hungry people, gave his 5 loaves and 2 fish. We can learn from the example of a woman who lived just a few miles from here nearly a century ago, who, in a time of great scarcity, got up every morning and shared her bread with the hungry. Amen.